training's been fine. Look, it's obviously, look, after the league final, there was a bit of disruption to, in the sense, look, there were club championship games and all that, but I would say relative to last year, probably the preparation has gone probably slightly better than it was last year. Look, you're going to have some disruption between, you know, backdoor matches and club hurling games and all that. But look, fine. We had three good games there in the last number of weeks, so our preparation has been fine, yeah.
There's a couple of challenge matches, is that what you mean?
Yeah, look, we had three games against... we'd won against Armagh, one against Mayo, and one against Galway. So, look, I suppose they all kind of presented a different challenge. And, you know, obviously you don't have everyone for every match, so it gives you an opportunity to, you know, to, I suppose, try different things tactically and try players in different positions and obviously give players an opportunity to show what they can do. So, look, it's been great. And, you know, we've been well prepared going into the game on Sunday.
You mentioned there, like, the difference to the pre-championship season anyway compared to last year. But from a management point of view, you had the experience of last year. And how did that change this year's preparations?
Well, not a lot of it you can be lucky with in that. Look, I think the first thing you have to accept is that, you know, you have to accept you're not going to get it all your own way, any inter-county team, nor should they, you know. That, look, obviously the clubs have to, you know, have to get their opportunity to have their players and prepare for championship and so on. And particularly with clubs now, with relegation, you know, looming for clubs and so on, the first round has taken on probably more importance than it ever had, you know. So I think the thing to do with it is to accept that you know, you're never going to have everyone together all the time. And I suppose the thing is to, you know, build the training the right way, pick the kind of games at the right times against the right opposition, and use it. But I think if your starting point is, you know you're not going to have everyone, then you won't get too frustrated about it.
Okay, as regards your game, Ronan, a very long league campaign went all the way to the final. Where is your game at?
Well, look, what I would say is, look, maybe I'm bound to say this, but you know, you look at a league campaign and you look at in 9 games that we played. I suppose an awful lot of the focus was on the last game against Dublin, obviously, and that's fair enough too. You know, I can see why people would do that. I would prefer, and maybe that's because it suits me to look at the whole lot of it. And I would think we've progressed from where we were last year. Certainly, I think we're a lot more flexible tactically. We've a lot more players that we can play in different positions and so on. I think we've a better idea of our style of play. I think we've better competition within the panel. Again, we've a lot of new guys last year, and I suppose they were for the year down the road and so on. So look, people might feel that after the drubbing we got against Dublin and so on, but you know, I would feel we're in a better place. And I suppose it depends on your point of view. Do I think that, you know, when we played Kerry here in the league and won, that when we beat Tyrone away, you know, and we're 5 points down with 15 minutes to go and won, you know, do I think they're worthwhile and I suppose are they genuine? I think they are genuine victories, but I suppose time will tell whether I'm right or wrong.
So if from your point of view then, does that the loss to Dublin, you know, have you been afraid that players might lose a little bit of confidence in the way you're playing and the style of player? Is it important to not focus too much on that?
Well, I think, look, the defeat against Dublin, I suppose, has to be put in the context. And I said to you, look, you look at a league campaign in its entirety, I think you also have to look at the fact that, look, you know, we've had three big games in the last 12 months that we say Dublin, the league semi-final the previous year, the Kerry game last year, the Munster final, and obviously the league final this year, where, you know, the kind of game went away from us very quickly, you know, and we were well beaten. I would agree with what you're saying. I think, look, the key thing is to, I think, believe in what you're doing. I suppose looking and believing the style of play that we want to play, and believe that, I suppose, that it'll come right in the end. And look, I think to be fair to the players, they were very honest in their appraisal of the league final, and I think that's the first step to, you know, I suppose, rectifying it. And next Sunday is the first chance to do that, first competitive game, and hopefully we'll take that opportunity.
When games aren't going well for a team, we often talk about how the sideline respond and, you know, what maybe they should have done. It's very easy for us, but on the day, how difficult is that?
It can be hard, I suppose. Look, you know, if you take the league final, you know, I suppose we were under so much pressure at times that that, you know, you could have looked at it at times as kind of putting a finger in a dike, you know what I mean, that we, you know, we were hauled all over the place, we were kind of taking water in everywhere, you know what I mean, and I don't know, was there any kind of magic scenario that was going to sort from the line? What I would say is that, you know, I think you've alluded to it there, is that in games, you know, there are going to be periods, and the same thing's going to happen next Sunday against Clare, there are going to be periods where the opposition have a period of dominance. And I think the key thing is that you have to kind of, you know, dig in and graft and make sure that when their period of dominance is over, that you haven't conceded too much, you know. And I actually think that, I mean, the one funny thing about the Dublin match in the first half in the league final was that, you know, having gone 5-0 down, we got it back to 7-4. If you actually said that to me, I think there was 32 minutes gone, it was 7-4. I said, yes, you know, we dug in, we held on without playing particularly well, showed a bit of experience and so on. You know, at 32 minutes, I said, we actually did a great job in circumstances, and maybe had learned from previous experiences. And then we conceded the penalty in the 2 points. Now, look, it was a very harsh penalty, but look, we conceded it. And suddenly we went from 3 down to 8 down or 9 down. And you know, all the work we had done to kind of draw ourselves back into the game. But I think that's the kind of thing you need, you know, that they would care, we'll have a period of dominance on Sunday. And we just have to hang in there and just, I suppose, limit them while they're on top.
I hate harping on about the league final, but I, in talking to Brian actually before the match, we joked about how if you win the league final, people say it's only the league. If you lose the league final, you know, it's all hell breaks loose. You know, it's kind of, you know, the heads are down. But I mean, I suppose what you're looking for from players now is to use the experience of that league final. As you said, 32 minutes into that match, all wasn't lost.
Yeah, it wasn't. And look, I think the other thing too is, look, that you have to, you know, and I wouldn't be the only person saying that. Look, I suppose we live in a kind of a time where everything is extremes of, you know, as you say, you win the league final, suddenly you're the greatest team of all time. We're hammered like we were. And then, you know, so look, I think that's part of, you know, the Brian's role there, and he's done very well, and part of the management role is that, you know, you have to kind of stand back from the hysteria at times. And and yet, let's be very clear, I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to brush under the carpet, there were issues there, and obviously the fact that it has happened 3 times in 12 months, you know, we have to be honest as well and say, look, there are issues there, but I suppose we've tried to address them in a balanced way. And I suppose part of that process was, you know, the players, in fairness to them, were very much, you know, looking at themselves and their contribution to it. And I think that was the kind of first step in trying to right it. We hope that, you know, what happens again, I can't tell you today that it will or it won't, but I guess we're doing everything in our power to make sure that it doesn't. And all you need is, you know, a bit of confidence and a bit of a run and a bit of momentum, and suddenly these things are long forgotten, you know, but that has to happen yet.
Well, I know your main focus is the football, but we'll say, as you mentioned, those disappointing defeats, how much talking do you do in terms of the psychology behind getting over those disappointing defeats?
Well, look, I suppose the way to answer that is, and I'm not trying to avoid answering it, is that, look, if we'd won the league final against Dublin, we'd have sat down and analysed the game, you know, and we'd have looked for weaknesses in our performance and so on. Obviously, we'd have identified strengths as well. You know, we sat down, you know, after it, and obviously, look, there was a lot to digest and so on, and I think we've done it as honestly as we could. But it goes back to the point we were discussing earlier. Do you look at the one game, or do you look at a league campaign, a full league campaign, with like 4 away trips to the north? And look, people say what they want about it's only the league and so on. You know, you travel away to the north and you get a result, it's earned, you know. And so I suppose it's emphasising, you know, the good things that came out of the league, and I suppose also not being afraid to identify the realities of what was, you know, and underwhelming, knows the word for performance against Dublin. But I suppose, look, the beauty of Sunday is it's a competitive game, and yes, the chance matches have been very good and so on, but it's a competitive game, and I suppose the first step in, it won't be redemption, but I suppose it's a first step in trying to rectify that and put, as I say, a kind of a run together and build a bit of confidence and hopefully gain a bit of momentum.
In that sense then, does it mean it doesn't really matter who the visitors are to Park Arena on Sunday, you're very much focused on yourselves?
Well, I think we have to be, and you see, look, I suppose what happens is, you know, people accuse you of, you know, you'll say it because you have to say it and so on. All I can say to you is straight up is that, look, that we have prepared for this game as if, you know, it was Dublin or, you know, or a Mayo or whoever was coming to that we were going to be playing. I suppose that's the only message, you know, that you can give to the players by preparing for it the same way as you would for any other game. And, you know, we left our training camp in Wexford to go and watch the game, you know, between Clare and Limerick and Ennis, you know, and drove halfway across the country and back to watch it. You know, we had their league game. We watched our league game in the end of March when they played each other in the league. We were at Clare and Kerry last year when they played and you know, and gave Kerry a great game for maybe 62, 63 minutes before they just ran out of steam a bit. We have done video analysis of their games last year against Kildare and so on, the qualifiers. So I suppose, look, what you're seeing is that, look, we are preparing for this game as we would for any other, and that's the only way you can, you know, that, you know, that's the message. The players got a very clear message then from that, you know, as you say, we focus on ourselves and getting the job done that's ahead of us next Sunday. Mm.
So Ronan, what did you think of the Clare performance against Limerick in their championship meeting, you know, the progress that they made from the league meeting?
Well, they played very well in the first half. They weren't, look, I suppose they weren't as good in the league game in March, but they played extremely well, particularly in the first half, and should have been out of sight. You know, moved the ball very well through the hands, and you know, counter-attacked at pace from all over the pitch. And you know, I suppose, look, if they had finished a bit better, you know, if they're finishing up front, they probably should have been out of sight at half time by maybe 10 or 11 points. You know, I suppose the games then they were playing against the wind in the second half, lost a bit of momentum. Limerick made a few switches, and Swan kind of got a bit of a foothold in the game, but certainly very impressive for long periods of time. And I suppose when Limerick came back at them, look, they did manage to go up and get a couple of scores just to make it safe, you know. Look, they were very impressive against Kerry last year. I mean, they, you know, to be fair to them, they actually took the game to Kerry for long periods last year. I think they were leading at half time by a point, and I think with kind of, you know, 10 minutes to go, the game was a draw. And I think they lost by 4 in the end. But I suppose what was evident from that game last year is, look, that they're not going to stand on ceremony here and kind of be, you know, be like kind of rabbits in the floodlights. You know, they're in the headlights. They're going to kind of take the game to us and so on. And look, they should be that bit stronger. Obviously, their second year, their management team and so on. And you know, their players have a bit more experience after last year. So look, we have to do our. I can't, you know, to worry too much about them. We have to look after ourselves. And as I say, look, we've done everything as we would always do to make sure we're the best we can be for Sunday, and we'll hope that that'll get us over the line.
Any fears of this Clare team, or what particular threats would you see in them that you'd be focused on?
Well, look, obviously, look, I suppose people will look at Gary Brennan in the middle of the field, and the fact that, you know, I think, to be fair to him, you know, there was a big kind of hype about him because he'd got 4 points and played the last day. But look, he's been a fine midfielder for, you know, for a long time, and actually even in the games of 2 years ago at Ennis, Cork, he caused a lot of trouble even at full forward. He caused a lot of trouble. You know, Shane McGrath, who didn't play the last time, he I don't know if he'll be back or not, but I think he got 4 points in play, you know, against Kerry last year from wing forward. Gordon Kelly, I don't know if David Turber will be back. They're all, you know, to Pat Burke, obviously, who, you know, played with Kilmacud and as an All-Ireland club medal and so on. The McMahon, Kevin Harnett fell at fullback. He's been a fine fullback, you know, did a great job on Ian Leahy last day, you know, and Ian Leahy has been, you know, a well recognised forward, has done quite well, you know, in matches over the years and qualifiers and so on, and was held very well by him. So look, they're, you know, they have good players, and look, they'll be a test for us, but look, as I say, we just look after ourselves, make sure we're right, and you know, I'm confident that that'll be enough to get us through.
People obviously have continued to go on discussing that game, but you know, that's done and dusted. The league campaign is over. You know, we're into a new competition, the Munster Championship, and we're certainly looking forward to it with great confidence. And I suppose people say, how could you be looking forward to a confidence? But it was a very difficult league campaign. I suppose we were hotly tipped by everybody to get relegated, and we held our own with most of the teams there. I suppose we beat the 4 provincial champions along the way, and we can take nothing but confidence from the league campaign and move on to the Munster Championship, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Alright, so if you look at that one performance then at the end and not let it blight the rest of the campaign, but I mean, as a management team going forward, what have you learned from it?
Well, I suppose, look, it's not the first time, Lisa, that a performance like that has happened. So look, we had a very good review meeting as a management. We had a very good team and management meetings, and we took what we needed to from that game, and we've moved on, really, you know. We've developed a number of patterns of plays, and I suppose we gave us an opportunity there. We had three or four very good challenge games to experiment with personnel, and things are very positive in the camp.
So was it a personnel thing? Was it a systems thing? Was it a mentality thing then?
These things happen in football, like, and you can either keep looking backwards, but if you keep looking backwards, you can't see what's in front of you. You know, so you know that the league campaign is parked. We've parked it, and that's the end of my discussion in the league campaign. Lisa, we're looking forward to the Munster Championship.
Yeah. Okay. So the last time you spoke to my colleague Mark Dynan, actually, we didn't actually know who you were going to be playing in the Munster Championship semi-final. We now know that it's Clare. So what do you make of them against Limerick?
I look, Clare proved last year, I suppose, in the Munster Championship that they're very capable of competing with any team. Kerry were very lucky last year to get over Clare, and we're well aware that we got to put all our efforts into concentrating on Clare on Sunday, and that's the most important match for us, and we can look and think of nothing else at this present time, Lisa.
So what did you think of their performance against Limerick?
I thought they had some fantastic individual performances. I thought their forwards were excellent, their backs worked extremely hard. They seem to be working with a very good system, and we know it's going to be extremely difficult here on Sunday.
They've lost an awful lot of players through injury though.
They have, but you know, I suppose at the time of the year that we're in, Lisa, no more than ourselves, we have three or four players that are not available. You hope, obviously, at this time of the year that you have your panel, that they'll all be available for you, but there's a bit of luck involved in all of that, you know.
Now, when we look at an opposition like Clare and we talk Munster Championship, there's an awful lot of talk about how, you know, there's Cork and Kerry and then the lower league opposition. But I think we've learned over the last couple of years that when it comes to Championship, there might be a difference towards the end of a match, but these sides put it up to you throughout.
Oh, look, absolutely. I think, go back to last year in the semi-final against Tipperary, we were looking to come out of Parkakeith. There's no doubt about it. I suppose only for a couple of late-minute points we were beaten, really. And, you know, it wasn't that we took Tipperary lightly or anything like that. We concentrated fully on them, and we had all our homework done on them, but they came and played excellent football, and we were expecting Clare to come and treat the Munster Championship the same way and give us just as good a game.
Is it fair to say it doesn't really matter who you're playing this weekend because it's the opening round of the Championship, and after your league campaign you want to make a statement?
I don't know about making a statement, like I don't want to keep harping on about it, but the league campaign is not finished. You know, this is the Munster Championship, this is our second competition. But I mean, you know, the competition in Munster is excellent, the competition in Connacht is excellent, the competition in Ulster is excellent. I suppose Leinster is the only one that are struggling at the moment, where there seems to be a huge divide between Dublin and everyone else. But in any of the other provinces, I think most teams are level at the moment, you know.
And how important is a good home support here on Sunday in terms of rallying the rebel support for Cork you're in?
Listen, we would really love to have the Cork football supporters come out and support us. Look, they would really have to appreciate what these players put into it. You know, they've been training 4 and 5 nights a week since last November, and look, we'd love to come down here and support us on Sunday. I think it's very important for the team, and it's important for Cork County football.
Yeah, it's been pretty intense the last 6 weeks. This time of year is always the hardest part, I think, during the year between the league and championship. But it's kind of like a mini pre-season, and it's particularly intense, and there's been no let up this year. I think the coaches and the management team have definitely, they set down a mark early in that period of time, and we trained very hard for the last 6 weeks, and fellas are looking forward to a game now at the end of it, and that's our goal, what we've been training hard for all year, and especially in the last couple of weeks in the lead up to the championship.
There's always a danger or a fear when you reach a league final that because of the competitive action all the way up until that, it doesn't give you the same window other counties will have. Yeah. But you've had 7 weeks now, you would have had club championship within that, but how has it been in terms of that period of focus for championship?
Yeah, I think maybe this year has been a lot better than last year, the way club games kind of dragged down a bit last year. I think we've had definitely at least, I'd say we'd have at least three, 4 weeks together as a squad, which has been pretty good. Plenty of internal games, and I said a lot of hard training, and there's fellas been putting their hands up in training. So it's been, I think it's an important period of time. I think it can't be underestimated, like this time coming into the championship year. I mean, you're tweaking things from the league that you've been working on all winter, and yeah, it's just been a big part of the year, and hopefully it'll set us up now for a nice summer.
What's been the biggest learning curve out of the league campaign when you talk about tweaks for your game?
Yeah, I suppose just in general, like Dublin just showed us the step up in quality that's needed. We had a good win against Donegal, very good league campaign in general, learned a lot about ourselves, I think improved immeasurably from last year where we came, and then we got a good trimming by Dublin in the league. It just showed us the level, I suppose. They're Dublin probably ahead of everyone else at the moment, and that's what you're striving to kind of get up to. Like, I suppose, just having reviewed it, there's plenty of aspects all over the field. I mean, if you don't bring 100% intensity against Dublin, you're going to be beaten. Like, and that was the first and foremost. Our work rate intensity wasn't there. You talk about tactics and breaking ball and kickouts and all that, but if you're not up to it at the day of the game, forget about it. So, as I said, that's why the training has been intense for the last 5 or 6 weeks to try to get us up to that leading into championship.
You're one of the more experienced players in this group, and there's a lot of young lads there. Like, was there a very... Did you talk a lot about how the league final ended in terms of, like, you know, put this in the context of the entire league and don't get bogged down in it?
Yeah, I suppose last year we did a pretty good league as well, and we'd obviously lost Dublin again in the semi. And I've probably carried in a bit the championship right from the start of the year. We just said, look, McGrath Cup, league, championship, three separate things. Munster Championship and hopefully All-Ireland Series, four separate things, sorry. And we just said it from the start of the year, no matter how good or bad the league was. I mean, when the league came out first, we were tipped for relegation because of all our away games. And we had some very good wins away up there, some very good wins here. And like I said, we got the league semi, good performance, and getting to the final, you know, kind of looking for a big winner and a cup, kind of a new team, like, you know, so a bit of silverware. And look, what happened on the day. We've discussed it, like, we review every game, but that just coincided with the review of the league as a whole. And I mean, there was a lot of analysing. And I mean, if we don't learn from it, like, you know, it's our fault. Like, you know, you have to learn from that, and I think we have. And hopefully going forward it'll serve us well.
Now, Brian's talked a lot about how this his panel has changed so much over the last couple of years with the younger players in. Those trips away, like, I haven't spoken to you about this before, but they've really, you know, binded the group.
Definitely. When I came on around first, 2009, 2010, we had a couple of Northern trips, and I think they definitely served us well throughout the year, just in terms of fellas getting to know each other, getting the group closer together. And I think that was definitely something similar this year. We sat down as a team that we were going to, we looked at four away games that we were going to treat them as mini camps. Yeah. And because I mean, you're gone from Friday afternoon, like, you could be gone Friday afternoon or Saturday morning, right through till the early hours of Monday morning. And I think that attitude definitely helped us very well. And from my experience, I think they went down as well as in previous management. So I was very happy with them and how they kind of maybe gelled the group together and kind of. I think, like, for a lot of the young fellas, it was their first time playing up north, like, which was kind of, when you think about it like that, St. Jude's is a big thing for my right. I personally like playing up there and in the away games as well. So I know it was a tough league campaign, but I enjoyed a lot of those trips, and I think they definitely served their purpose, not only on the field, but as a panel off the field as well.
Great. So, Paul, it's the week of championship now and the build-up, and this is what it's all about. I mean, you talked about the different stages of your year, but I imagine the week before championships is what it's all about.
Yeah, we go back end of October, November, like, and it's such a long time, like, you know, like, it's whatever, how many, 7 or 8 months is it, like, and you're waiting, playing a few games and training, and I suppose there definitely has to be a shift of mindset, and maybe you have to be a bit of a different animal coming to championship. So I think this week, as I said, we've trained very hard. I can honestly say we have, and there's loads of competition for places. So there'll be a lot of nervous energy this week. A lot of happy guys, a lot of disappointed guys. But as we've a mantra as well in our panel that the subs have to push the starters if things want to work. So, I mean, like, everyone will be looking to make an impact 1-30 Sunday. So as I said, once fellas know the team... happy, disappointed, but if you're disappointed, get on with it and push the lads who are starting.
It's all about the panel effort now, and Don has said that there probably will be changes to the league team. For a player like you who's been coming into the team, on, you know, you must be hugely hungry for a start at this stage.
Definitely. I mean, like, there's a lot of players using the league, a lot of fellas disappointed during the league not playing, and rightly so. Like, you put enough into it, you know. So a big part of these couple of weeks with the training was internal games. So I think fellas definitely put their hands up, and I think the management have seen that, and hopefully, like, there might be some changes from the league And fellas, I think fellas who will be playing will be definitely deserving of playing, looking at training the last couple of weeks.
How hard is it as a player of your experience, you know, as you get on in your career, you know, maybe not starting and having to come on in matches? How difficult is that to get used to?
It's probably the hardest thing, to be honest with you. Other probably than being injured. Like, I can imagine being injured is just a very helpless feeling. But from my personal point of view, it's something I hate. I can honestly say that. But you have to just be supportive. Like, we're all going for the same thing. Like, I mean, I was lucky enough to play in an All-Ireland final, and there's a fella's a lot more experience than me on the bench and had been toiling away for years. And I saw their attitude, and, you know, they were spot on. So it's something, look, everyone, you're going to be disappointed, naturally disappointed. But, personally, if I saw a fella who wasn't disappointed, I'd be worried about him, like, you know what I mean? So, as I said, there'll be a lot of disappointed fellas who get into most teams that won't be starting this weekend, but as you said, it's a panel effort.
Mm. Now, it's clear at Park Arena on Sunday, first round of the Championship. Your thoughts on them?
Yeah, actually, we've done a good bit of analysis on them the last 2 weeks, and I thought they were very impressive over Limerick. They were kind of a lot, I thought they were a lot better than what the scoreline suggested. I thought some of their aspects were very good. I thought their kick-out, defence and attack, their hunger around the breaks was excellent. And then they have some very good individuals as well, like Gary Brennan, David Tubberly coming back, Sean Collins played well. We're under no illusions. Like, we can't take anyone for granted. As I said, we haven't won a bit of silver in a couple of years. Look, they're coming down here. As I said, they're probably a team that's kind of come close to taking a big scalp, but haven't done it yet. And, like, I'd want to be the team that's beaten, you know, by Clare in Championship. Neither any of the lads. So, we can't underestimate them. As I said, we've looked at them in the video. I know Aoife Fitzgerald is involved in them for my own club, and I know how motivated he'll have them. So, as I said, fellas have worked hard enough to get into this team. And if you're not motivated on Saturday or Sunday, you might as well forget about it, like, no matter who you're playing.
Mm. This talk of, like, a first division team against a third division team, like, did the Tipperary and they ran you so close last year, that kind of taught you can't underestimate any team?
Yeah, I mean, down the park there, like, if it wasn't for Aidan Walsh's points there, we would have been first round of the qualifiers, like, do you know what I mean? So I know maybe Longford got a bit of a beating against Dublin, draw Division 1, Division 4 team. But we can't take anyone for granted, as I said. Like, they're a good team. As I said, we've analysed them quite well. They look to be well over Limerick, so they've obviously made strides. They stayed up in their league as well, like, which is pretty good after having a few bad away defeats. So as I said, looking forward to it, and I know from playing in previous games they'd have a serious amount of aggression. They always do, they're physical, they try to impose themselves, so be expecting that.
Tánaic O'Connor, as regards the end of the league campaign for you personally, there was an injury there towards the end, it's all cleared up.
I'm ready to go now, so towards the end of the league was a bit frustrating, alright, yeah, but it's cleared up now, so back on the road.
How's training been going?
Good now. In the last 5 or 6 weeks, we did look at the league final, and we, you know, discussed it and put it to bed, and just looking forward to the Championship now Sunday.
So not so much the league final, but the league on a whole, what was your assessment?
Look, I said at the start of the league that if we survive in Division 1, we'd be doing very well, because we'd 3 very tough home games and 4 away, and they were all up north, and we played well in a couple of league games, and, you know, we got a few lucky results here and there maybe, but we did well. So I know we got a league final, and we were it was very disappointing on the league final day, but to be fair, I was pretty happy with how our league performances went.
How's the dynamic in the squad now at this stage, Championship week?
It's good, to be honest. A lot of fellas are looking forward to it now. You know, as I said, we trained hard over the last 5 or 6 weeks, so, like, looking forward to this supposed to be easy week. So the easier trainees, the better the moods are around the place. So it'll be a bit of crack now this week, building up to the match.
A lot of game time in training sessions these days, I imagine, as management look at who they're going to play. So high intensity stuff.
It has been, yeah. It'll probably taper off a small bit now this week, but it has. It has been, you know, tough enough. A few fellas getting a bit cranky here and there, but, you know, you need that, and you know, people kind of can smell it in the air, the Championship is coming, so, like, there's an extra pep in their step, and that's what you need. And you know, it's a good wake up call for some fellas in that don't realise that these few weeks are the most important weeks of the year. So
to be honest, training there at the weekend, and every fella seemed to be in good form and looking forward to the match.
You're one of the experienced players, of course, in a group that's probably got a young enough average age compared to more recent years. So what's been your, like, you talk there now about some lads not maybe realising that these are the most important weeks. Have you been imparting some wisdom on these younger players?
For the few that want to listen, yeah. But, you just have a quick, word with them here and there. Like, they have a fair idea themselves. And, if they weren't really fully focused on training or anything, after 5 minutes they wouldn't be long, quick belt here or there wouldn't be long waking them up. So no, every fella seems to be pulling his weight, and as I said, the last few weeks have gone well enough for us, and we've geared everything towards Sunday, and we just want to get out there, and we're looking forward to half three on Sunday and get our season up and running.
Your own role within the panel now, like what we met earlier in the league here after one of the matches and talked about you coming into games and being hungry for the start, how are you finding your role within the panel at the moment?
It hasn't really changed really. I came in a few league games, but training has been the same. I approach training the same. Obviously, if I'm not playing on Sunday, I'm going to be disappointed. I don't want to be sitting in the bench on Sunday. But look, if Brian and the boys pick the team and I'm not in it, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. You obviously want to start, it's the main thing is for Cork to get over the line and win on Sunday. So whether that means you're starting or on the sub, and if you're called upon, you have to do a job, and you have to be ready to do a job. And I suppose, look, if Cork win on Sunday and you play or you don't play, it's still a victory for Cork.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on Clare?
We've watched a lot of Clare now in the last week or two, and to be fair, I suppose last year they were very unlucky not to be Kerry at home, and played Kildare in the qualifiers, and I suppose if they had maybe taken one or two more opportunities in second half, they would have beaten Kildare. So we watched a bit of that. They were pretty impressive, and against Limerick they just seemed to be very strong. They seemed to be a good bit better in Limerick on the night, and they'd look very strong. So, we're fully aware of what Clare are going to bring, and if our tempo isn't at 100%, we won't beat them. Simple as that.
They're missing quite a number of players, though, and they are, of course, coming down to Páirc Uaim. But Cullum Collins is driving this mentality that, it's 15 footballers against 15 footballers, and it comes down to the basics. They're not going to give you too much respect, even if you are in Páirc Uaim.
He's 100% correct there. It is 15 against 15, and it's the team that'll probably make the less mistakes will win the game. And you can have talk all you want about tactics and stuff like that, but unless you're not making, if you're making mistakes and make too many mistakes, no matter who you play, you won't beat them. And he's probably right in saying that.
But is it fair to say, it's the first round of the championship, and the manner of your defeat and the end of the league campaign must mean you're very, very hungry?
We are hungry. We've really focused on Sunday now. With the last 5 or 6 weeks, we've really looked forward to it. Everything that we did has been geared to it. We looked at the league final, we put it to bed. We're going to try and learn from it. And I think if we learn a few of the lessons that we spoke about, I think we'll do okay. As I said, everything is geared towards Sunday.
Finally, Donnacaillic, how important is a good Rebel support here on Sunday afternoon?
Sure, any day you get support, it's going to help you. To be fair, I think Páirc Uaim, I don't know, has ever been a championship game here? It probably has, I'm not sure, but it's kind of a lot
closer in than the park down below, and the crowd probably can be heard a lot more. Like, so I think I think there'd be a good atmosphere here.
We're previewing the Munster Senior Football Championship meeting of Cork and Clare this Sunday at Porkyrin, now joined by the Clare manager, Colm Collins. Colm, I suppose, to be fair, the big news is going into this game from your point of view is the number of injuries you've been hit with.
Yeah, I suppose we have a serious list of injuries. In previous years, it may have been a fatal blow because there are so many out. But we've a very good panel and we've got quite a lot of cover. So, you know, we're happy enough that the 15 that goes on the pitch on Sunday will be well able.
And how much, Colm, or how much would you fear it's disjointed your the way you approach the game in terms of the systems you can employ and the way you can attack Cork?
Well, I suppose we decided a long time ago how we were going to play this game, and you know, we stuck to it, and so we're going down there with our own plan in place, and then we're very hopeful that we'll get a really good performance out of the lads. A couple of these injuries have been long term. We've known for quite a while that we won't have these players. So, you know, there were a couple of traumatic ones, all right, you know, blows in club matches which we had to deal with. But once it was dealt with, that was it. The players have got on with it, and everybody's very focused and very prepared for Sunday.
What is it about coming down to Porkyrin, about this Cork team or how they might perform, that might trouble you most, Colm?
Well, you know, they really have an excellent team. They've got some really top-class players. I mean, you know, as a man we mentioned earlier, Colm O'Neill, I mean, he's one of the best forwards in the country. And his partner in crime is also a top player, Brian Hurley. And all over the pitch, there's really excellent players, you know. So they have a very good side, and we know that. They're a really good Division 1 side. They flew, you know, they did really well in the league, and I suppose the whole thing was a bit clouded with the display in the league final. But my point on that is that I think Dublin are just so, they're an awesome side. I really think they're very difficult to play against. And we're under no illusions. This is a really, really good Cork team, and we're up against it. We know that well.
Colm, I know from speaking to you over the last number of years, and the Cork lads said it to me this week when they were talking about taking on the banner, that, you know, you don't over-respect anybody in Munster. We saw how close you pushed Kerry last year, and your side won't come to Porkyrin to offering too much respect to Cork.
Well, no, I mean, obviously, you value the opposition. I mean, they are a really good side, but having said that, it's 15 against 15 on Sunday, and then we're going down to put in a really good performance and to get a result, and that's it. Now, I mean, as I said to you earlier, I mean, we were fully cognizant of the talents that Cork have, and the team, and then, you know, the whole setup. So, and you know, they did have a really good league and got to the Division 1 final. We're under no illusions, but at the same time, I think we have a really good side as well, and we'll be going all out on Sunday.